Neon signs used to line highways and main streets across America. Now, tradespeople who make and service those signs are dwindling, even as their nostalgic glow has become increasingly popular with museum-goers and collectors. Still, a few sign makers are keeping the tradition alive. Nick Schwartzel of member station WVXU reports.
Tom Wortman is standing over a rectangle of blue flame and bending glass in his hands.
This fire is about 1,500 degrees. Now just kind of bring it around gently and just kind of line it up with my pattern here.
He deftly moves the glass tube from the flame to check it against a paper pattern for a neon clock face. It's right on the money.
And I'll let it sit here for about 10 or 12 seconds.
Wortman is the director of Neon Works, a shop based in Cincinnati. He's been bending glass and doing just about everything else related to neon signs for decades. It runs in the family.
I grew up around a neon shop. This is what my dad did. So kind of like my first job when I was 12 or 13 was sweeping the floor at his shop.
Large windows separate the shop from a cavernous room full of giant neon signs. That's the American Sign Museum, which saw 60,000 visitors last year. It's not the only one. The National Neon Sign Museum in the Dalles, Oregon, is popular too. Founder David Benko says as interest in neon signs has gone up, so have prices and the number of pieces going to private collections.
Now you can go to an auction and instead of seeing a sign sell for maybe $5,000 or $10,000, there might be a sign for $100,000 or $158,000 or more.
Benko says that makes the work of both museums and America's remaining glassbenders all the more important in keeping the art of neon alive. Back at the shop in Cincinnati, Wortman is finishing up his neon clock face.
Once we've vacuum all the air out of the tube, we put the gas in, either neon gas, which lights up reddish-orange, or the blue gas, which is argon with mercury in it, which lights up blue.
He estimates he's one of the last people in the region with the specialized skills needed to create the signs.
We're the only functioning neon shop within a 100-mile radius of Cincinnati. That might not be exact, but it feels like that with all the people that come to our shop and, you know, very happy to find us.
And he has an apprentice, so he can pass his knowledge on to the next generation. 26-year-old Bing Rising found a love for neon early. The Dairy Queen he went to as a kid with his family in his native Cleveland had a vintage neon sign.
And it was just, like, really cool. I loved looking at it. I remember being a kid zoning out, staring at these signs.
Rising got his first neon sign when he was 11 and has been collecting ever since. It was all just a hobby until the owner of a neon shop saw his fascination with the signs and offered to teach him the trade. He's been working with Wortman now for about a year. He says he's grateful for the chance to learn from someone so skilled.
Tom is so good at glass. He's so quick at it. It's intimidating, sure, but it's also like fuel to the fire of like, oh, I want to get there too.
Leaders with Cincinnati's American Sign Museum say it may offer classes in glass bending in the future. In the meantime, folks like Wortman and Rising are doing their part to keep the neon lights on. For NPR News, I'm Nick Schwartzel in Cincinnati.